Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. As you know, other things that I have done besides do podcasts and release records, because I actually want to just release records and do it for a living and make a living at it. Unfortunately, I'm still struggling. I'm still broke. Really haven't made much. I'm still aspiring. As I done books, so I'm grateful that I was allowed to do books. Books is, you know, I never thought I'd be making books at this stage, you know, but I have a lot to say. I really have a lot to say, you know. I like to talk about myself because through a lot of hard work and trying to become myself, become who I am, took years, you know, to express thyself because I felt I was inhibited when I was young, and I have so much to say, but it was all boiled up. So as I get older, it's like it all comes out. And I had a lot of issues, you know, being an artist, you know, the struggles. And I wanted to talk about my Overcoming Obstacles and Tragedy book that I released. I don't know when I released this, 10 years ago. Now, whoever read it, I mean, there are some people who read it. It's not that well known. It has grammatical errors, so I'm going to try to fix it up. I think I did. I think I did fix it up. It's about my life in upstate New York and what I felt. It's like I had so many struggles growing up. Talked about it. You know, bad experiences and just a way of creating. You know, what I experienced, being called names, to not feeling like a misfit as a kid, to dealing with harassers and to feeling like an outcast. And, you know, it's some grammatical errors, but it was expression. That's my book. Talk about experience with music and what my perception was with other people growing up, and then going to Hollywood, 91. And I, you know, I was downtown to get off a Greyhound bus. I mentioned that Greyhound bus with really no money. You know, I took a risk, you know, Weingard, homeless, Skid Row area, and then went up to Hollywood, and then actually before I got to Hollywood, I was in Skid Row, and it was really dangerous. But coming from where I come from, it was common. I felt like I was growing up in my neighborhood, you know, or my experiences, you know, it was, you know. I didn't write about particular situation that I saw when I was in Skid Row, but I did see someone get robbed in front of me. It was dangerous. People were getting killed in downtown L.A., but I didn't write about that, but it was dangerous. So that effect in itself, and, you know, thinking I made a mistake, you know, read a book. I didn't write all that, but I went back to New York City. Before I went back to my hometown, I think I went to New York City and was down there. Listen, being in New York City or Manhattan with no money is a death. Neo, do not go to New York City without money. It could really affect you. I mean, really. Then went from New York to Buffalo and then back to L.A. And I was out here for 2 years, and I've actually done a lot. I started instantly the dream, performing, making demos, performing, got rejected by labels, try to work on my voice, instruments, all kinds of things. I was homeless. Yes, I was throughout that time. Some of it is, you know, the book is kind of it doesn't tell about all the experiences. It just tells what happened. You know, it was my way of expressing. I think I fixed it up, but I might have to look at it again because it got some grammatical errors. But it's a way of expression. So it's about my life and, you know, I was like, really, you know, my living in the gutter in Manhattan is not a good mix. You know, it isn't. It's horrific. You know, and talk about, you know, from 91 and then. I told him I wanted to be a rock star like Axl Rose, but Axl and me are two different people. I've written that a long time ago. It's true. Talked about what I did and it was so painful. But it took me years to write something like this. But I talked about performing in venues, San Fernando Valley, Hollywood, Burbank, West LA, 91, 92, 93, 93, 99. It was 1 year where I performed 20 shows. In 1 year, but it was off even because of bands breaking up or whatever. It was a horrific situation because I was starving. There was one experience where I was like in 91, I was slept in a cardboard box. It inspired me to write the song Outkast, which is now released several times on albums. So I did sleep in a cardboard box out here. Yeah, and during Christmas, I had no place to live. I was 20 years old, 21 years old. I was 20 years old, so I needed a place to stay. So I jumped into this big box, and it felt so comfortable. It fit big me because I'm a big guy. And in a big box, putting a big guy in me in the wintertime, and I instantly fell asleep because I was walking all night looking for a place to live. And it's like I jumped into it. It's like, oh, this feels so comfortable. And then I passed out. And then I woke up in the morning. I didn't put this in the book, but I woke up in the morning. And I was like, okay, 7, 8 a.m. in the morning. I was like, where am I? I'm in L.A. I was like, oh, I better get out of here. And I knew being homeless was dangerous. So I saw this store across the street. And I was like, I had no money. And I was like, why is I'm going to the store and I have no money? But I just asked the guy some questions. And I was, you know, I was desperate. I did what I had to. So I saw some peppermint patties on the counter. And I was like, ooh, I would like to eat some because I'm hungry. I had no money. And I was like, can I get this? And then I said, well, you know, I was desperate, I was hungry. So I stole the peppermint patties and ran out of the store. Not like that. I talked to the guy. He didn't see me take it. But let me tell you, don't steal, please. Don't steal. Even if you're homeless, don't steal, you know. They're playing, you know. But that was, you know, what I experienced. And I crawled my way up. It was really interesting because I was lucky to be alive, you know. People say, you can stay here. So I stayed with crazy people, drug addicts, talking about music and just, you know. And then I was like, I didn't drink and I was hanging, this guy was smoking crack. And I was like, get me out of here. Then he stole something, but he stole my money, you know. It's like, so those experiences, and I'm going to tell you, if you're out here and, you know, come out here in Los Angeles, and don't come out here with money if you're an artist, please. That's my experience. That's what I would say to a struggling artist because, you know, you don't want to experience trauma, you know. I already had a bad life even before I came out here, and it just made it worse. You know, it's just like you don't want to go to that. Or New York City, those are the places that make it in music, you know. Make it as a star. You know, don't go there with no money, especially New York City or Hollywood. Don't go there with no money. Have some money, you know, have 10,000, 5,000. go to a hotel, find an apartment. The good thing is they have computers. They didn't have computers in 91, 92, 93. So talked about my life, 93, came back to New York State and saw my parents. I was like, oh, okay, nothing much changed. Buffalo, no, get me out of here. So came back to L.A. in 94, and I stayed permanently. So that's where I've been. So, but it doesn't talk about that. It just talk about in general. Talk about, you know, inspiration, what kept me alive, meditation, exercise. And the book is very short. I wrote that. I also wrote books, other books, you know. That's about my life on a small scale. I didn't write a lot. In the back of the book is just show, you know, what I did to keep this, to stay stable. You know, I was really lucky. You know, I took risks. Steps to overcome tragedy, obstacles, you know, hang out with good, righteous people. You know, hang out with positive people and exercise and meditation. Whatever beliefs you have, it doesn't matter what religion, and keep myself busy. But the other thing, you know, it's just, that's just about my autobiographical book. It has some grammatical errors. I'm sorry if there's grammatical errors if you read it. So that's that. The other books I wrote is Genius and Madness. That's about artists who are famous and then my perception of them, Genius and Madness. Because it's true, you know, I write philosophical about things, Genius and Madness. People who are extremely talented, you know, musicians in the entertainment industry or even in general, extremely talented musicians or intellectuals, well, they're so gifted, but they have, some of them have, you know, a dark side or something struggling, you know, alcoholism or crime, dealing with crime situations or dealing with something. You know, these could be them, you know, they, in one domain they're so good or good in so many things, and then they have that, you know. The truth is, in philosophical terms, geniuses are rarely normal. You know, gifted people are rarely, they have their own style, how the way they live. So you cannot compare them to regular people. But I was right in terms of musicians who I wanted to be like, who I admired and inspired me to be an artist. You know, it's a bunch of them. You know, it's a bunch of them, so I hope you read that. You know, it's about musicians, famous people. I think, I could be wrong, but I think it had Kurt Cobain in there. I think it had Axl Rose in there. I think, you know, those artists are gifted. It's not just, you know, whatever they went through. You know, these artists had very bad lives, you know. I don't remember who was in there. I'm trying to figure out. I just wrote in general. You know, it really is. It's just about, you know, what it is. You know, personalities in the art. Yeah, it does have Axl Rose, his genius at vocals and piano, and he's allegations or alleged that he had bipolar disorder and the problems he had when he was growing up. Kurt Cobain, he was diagnosed with bipolar, so was Axl, and their struggles, and it had a whole bunch. And I admire those guys, you know, in a way that there's, you know, because I struggled with my own problems, you know, depression and not fitting in as an outcast. I felt, you know, so I admire those guys, but in another sense, no, to look at it and just to be aware. because when you see somebody who's really gifted or who has talents and stuff, you need to let them be people, you know, because if they're not allowed to be themselves, bad things can happen, like with Kurt Cobain, you know, or to help them, you know. You know, I was just talking about that comedian who, you know, killed himself, who was really talented. I forgot his name. He died in, not too recently. He committed suicide, but he was, you know, that's another sign. So we need to be careful about people, you know, people who are gifted, because, you know, they can have a lot of struggles, and if they're not allowed to be themselves, or Robin Williams, yeah, that's who he is. So that's what that book is about, but I don't know if I had Robin Williams in there. It had a lot of other artists. It had Whitney Houston, gifted singer, but drugs, alcohol, overdose. It had Michael Jackson. I think it had Elvis Presley. I think, I could be wrong, yes, because Jimi Hendrix. These guys were talented, but they're demons, you know, with problems, you know. So to be aware of being gifted is not so great because some gifted people have problems. They need to be addressed, you know. But I wrote a lot of books like James Madison because I was into history. And James Madison, Is He a Hypocrite? That was a book that was released. I think it's still released. And you know what? That's another thing about writing books. I ain't making no money at it either. So, you know, I think if you're an artist, being an artist as writing books, you should be getting paid, you know. But I don't make really no money either, you know. It's really sad. But I'm glad, I'm appreciative to write books. So that is where it is. There are other books that I've written, all kinds of. I wrote books about my home life. Some of it's really way out. Then I wrote books about all kinds of things, about being unique. I wrote a song about being unique because of being judged harshly for, you know, and I don't see myself as that unique. I'm not that unique, really, but some people do see me as unique or stand out from the rest in a bad way, and I attract, you know, harassment, and I attracted put-downs, I attracted prejudice, and it's hard, I realize it's hard to be unique on this planet, but everybody's unique in one way or another. Everybody has their own uniqueness, and the truth is that that's a natural inclination with society, and there are a lot of ignorant people who don't understand the diversity or difference, because there's always going to be difference among people no matter where you go. There's always going to be somebody who's going to look different from you or act different from you, have a different lifestyle from you. That is how the planet is always going to be when you're born until you die or for eternity. As long as this planet is like this, so you better get used to it. That's why you cannot. It's ridiculous to be prejudiced. It's being an idiot if you want to be try to judge other people based on race, color, creed, or personality, or the music, or whatever. Because you're being an idiot. It's always going to be diversity on this planet. Scientifically, it's going to be always be the case. So whatever religion you believe, you want to be a judge, making judgment, or try to. I'll say, oh, you have to hang out with this person, you have to hang out with this person, you have to stay with your own kind. That's racist, it's ignorant, it goes against the grains of society, and not only society, but nature itself. And I'm approved to you. I don't need nothing to prove to you. Let nature take over, because it's always going to be the case to the day you die. So that's why I wrote Unique, and then I wrote a book about psychology because I'm not a psychologist. I worked in psychology and I decided it's over for me. Those who are interested in psychology, go for it. You know, it's a great field. But I wrote the book that I like is Normal People. because I am in my own way a philosopher. Some people don't think so, but normal people are people who don't think for themselves. They controlled or being controlled by other people to be what other people want them to be. They don't make decisions for themselves. They don't marry who they marry, who they hang out with, what jobs they have, what lifestyle they have. Is they trying to appease other people, and that's what normal people is about, and that's not how you're supposed to live. The history, you know, history of information, myth, and psychology, I like that one. I like that one. So, the one I really like also is Artists Suffering Pain and Tragedy. You can find this also on Barnes & Noble. You can find this on Amazon. So, I've written a lot of books. I'm not getting paid much by them. You know, it's like, just like my music, like, Once in Change, A Peasant Walking Behind His Plow. But, you know, I say that because I'm poor, you know, but, you know, I'm trying to make a living at what I do. You know, people who are artists should be given a chance or given the opportunity to make a living at it. Well, anyway, you know. You know, but my Overcoming Obstacle Tragedy is an autobiographical book, Grammatical Errors. I talked about it. I performed from 91 to 2000. I did perform after 2000, so. But, you know, it's just a small glimpse of my life. So I write books, and I hope you get to read it. Good day, good night from Dumb Night.